The Ladies Professional Golf Association has announced that it will require its foreign players to speak English. Here's the LPGA rule. All players who've been on tour for 2 years must demonstrate English proficiency or face suspension. The thing is, more than 400 women are in the LPGA. 121 alone are foreign-born, and almost half of those foreign-born players are South Koreans. Some of them are charging discrimination. Beth Ann Baldry wrote this story for the magazine Golf Week. So how are they going to figure out at the LPGA if these women competitors can speak English or not? Will there be a test?
There will be an evaluation. They don't like the word test, although I contend it is a test. But they'll be evaluating players based on their ability to give a speech on the 18th green when their victory speech in front of the cameras, say thank you to the sponsors without the help of a translator. And also, they'll be testing their conversational skills.
And if the women fail the test, that is not
if
a
they
test?
If they fail the test, then they will be suspended until they pass the evaluation.
All right. As you say in your story, Beth Ann, the LPGA has been encouraging women to learn how to speak English on the tour for some time now. But now they've made it a rule. How come? I mean, what was the motivating factor?
Well, I mean, I think it's just a culmination of things. With the direction our economy is going and how tough it is to get sponsors, I'm thinking this is economically driven.
Okay, when you talk about the sponsors, you're talking specifically about the pro-ams. Tell us what the pro-ams are.
A pro-am round is when big businesses and individuals alike shell out, you know, thousands of dollars to play with a player. And, you know, if you're someone who's used to having someone who speaks fluent English as your playing partner and they're telling jokes and helping you with shots and patting you on the back and giving you a high five, and then the next year you're paired with an Asian player who barely speaks to you and is coming from a totally different cultural background where they would never high five an elder. This is not what you do. So, you know, I think it's a challenge the LPGA faces. You know, we're also looking at TV contracts, you know, and TV ratings and connecting with fans, and the LPGA is looking at this and saying, you know, it's hard for a fan to connect with a player who doesn't speak English.
Who are the players who are pushing back?
Well, it's not really the Koreans' nature to scream and yell and throw a fit, and they are the only ones that were informed in a meeting about this last week. So they were the ones that I asked for their reaction.
But what about the Swedes and the other foreign players?
Well, it won't affect them at all because the LPGA knows that all of them speak English, and I can't imagine any of the European players facing any evaluation. For the most part, we're just talking about the South Koreans that have the problem with the language. So they were upset about the fact that it was a suspension of their playing privileges. They felt like that was going too far, but they weren't offended, surprisingly. And they all understood where the tour was coming from.
They understood where the tour was coming from. Does the PGA itself have this requirement of English-speaking players?
No, not at all.
Any other sport that you know of? I know you cover golf in particular.
Yeah, no, I don't know of any other sports organization in the world that has any kind of requirement like this.
No, they all have sponsors. Any guess as to why the LPGA would do it and the PGA wouldn't?
Well, the LPGA makeup is completely different than the PGA Tour in the number of people who don't have a strong command of the language. I mean, we're talking about, you know, a very small handful of players on the PGA Tour that would use a translator. And I think the LPGA, just looking at the direction that the game is headed, it's going so far east. So many great players are coming their way that, you know, I think they felt like they had to do something now as the numbers just grow higher and higher each year.
All right. Beth Ann Baldry, who is a senior writer for the magazine Golf Week. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
This is PRI.